8:45, live and local on Morning Edition. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. 4 years ago at another radio station, this vintage jazz duo couple came into our studios, give an interview. This was the very first song of theirs I'd ever heard, Cheek to Cheek. I'm not sure it's off their first album. We'll ask them that question and many others as they are back in the Midwest. It's Jason Gessel and Kate Voss. They make the jazz duo Sunday and Mr. Gessel. Great to have you guys back.
Nice to be here, Mike.
Was that your first album?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, incredible how you've grown since. How many albums do you have out now?
We have five, right?
Yes, we have five. We're actually on tour in support of our very newest album, When You're Smiling. We just released it last month.
Well, let's talk about vintage jazz duo. Well, how do you define that?
Well, we play jazz tunes from the 1920s and 30s, and so we've defined it as vintage jazz, and we dress in vintage outfits, and we kind of have like an old, like a roadhouse show that we bring to cities across America.
Ah, it's wonderful, wonderful stuff. Full disclosure, not only have I seen you perform, you were gracious enough to have me open for you one time. And what I love about your show is it's not just about getting up there and playing music. It's really about bringing an experience, isn't it?
Yes, yes, definitely. We really try to reach and connect with our audiences, no matter if we're playing in a bar with five people or if we're playing in a theater filled with, you know, all ages. We're ready to give a great show no matter what.
Well, one of the things that I think is, and I forgive me for using the term adorable, but it just is, how you two met. You mind recounting that story for us?
Well, we a friend of Kate's brought her to see me playing with another musician at a gig, and about a year later, she tapped me on the shoulder at a party and said, "Hey, would you want to accompany me on a few shows?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" So we started rehearsing, and I don't know, 6 months later, we started dating, and now we're married.
Yeah. And it's all gone downhill from there, right, Jason?
Yeah.
Hey, watch it.
For some of the young musicians listening and folks that have tried to do it, I mean, I remember your first tour, there were six or seven dates picked out, and you're doing the hard grinding work for those, and now you're on a 60 engagement tour?
Yeah, I think our first tour was we flew out to the Midwest and toured around the Midwest, and it was like 8 or 10 gigs. We've been doing this for 4 years full time. So when we're in Seattle, we do about 25 shows a month, and then we get out on the road twice a year. Just a lot of hard work. This is our 8th tour now. So we just keep expanding and expanding, and whenever we play a show somewhere, we meet somebody that hooks us up in another town, even another state, with another gig, and we just keep putting that onto the tour. So now we, this year, in the next year, we're going to be all the way across the United States to New York. We're going to get down to Texas and tour around there, back through Montana, all the states in the middle.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you, for this album that you've put out, is there a theme? Did you choose specific songs? I mean, how is the architecture of that put together?
Well, we have a pretty big eclectic mix of songs on this new album, and we decided we wanted to have a more produced sound, and so there are stacked harmonies, there are additional guitar parts, which we both put on the album, and we hired a couple different percussionists to come in, so we have more of a full band sound for some of the songs, and some of the songs are still bare bone, just Jason and I, you know, playing our tunes. And we called it When You're Smiling, and we actually just released a really hilarious music video to go along with it.
Where can one see that?
You can find that on our website. That's at vintagejazzduo.com.
Very good. You know, I'm glad you brought up Vintage Jazz Duo again, because one of the vintage things you're doing is you're putting out some vinyl. Can you talk about that for a moment?
Oh, yes. We got an offer by a really small niche record label in New York just a couple weeks ago while we were on the road. And really nice email saying, hey, I'd like you to come to the studio and cut some vinyl. Now, this is a crazy one because they do it really old school. It's like how they used to do the singles way back in the 30s and 40s. We go in and we play the song live and it goes right to vinyl. So it's a pre-sale and each song we do is going to be live and only on that record. So we're doing two songs, two singles, and probably probably not more than 10 to 15 of each song because we have to play it over and over again. We have to play it each time. And these are pre-orders, so our fans that are ordering these will even be thanking them on the record itself.
That's magnificent. Everything old school about it. And that includes the hard work you two put into it. Tonight at the Fremont Opera House. For more information, go to vintagejazzduo.com or you can go to fremontoperahouse.org and get information on that. Jason Gessel, Kate Voss, they are Sunday and Mr. Gessel. We return to Morning Edition now.